Welcome to Courtishly Insane. I'm Coach Tyra. Today I'm going to talk about stop blocking your own blessings. Because I hear a lot of people come to me and complain about how they feel like they're not getting ahead, how they're not where they should be. And then in the same breath, they will, if you let people talk enough, they'll reveal their true plans. And then they'll talk about how other people are succeeding and say how I have a better product than them or service than them. I don't understand why they're moving ahead and I'm not. And so this is what this segment is for. The only person who can block your blessing is you. When you pray and ask God for favor, be prepared to receive it. We've all heard the famous Henry Hartman quote, "Success comes when preparation meets opportunity." But then, that's the thing, preparation. Are you fully prepared? Do all that you can do, and then be ready for the opportunities that God sends your way. But don't get angry or jealous or envious because someone else is succeeding and you're not. So let me stop right there for a minute. Jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy are the two culprits that really can derail your blessing. And the only person that can invite them in is you. As we all know, stop hating. Because what you put out to the universe, it comes back to you. You can't ask God to bless you and carry hatred, malice, and jealousy in your heart. Because he knows your heart. The universe knows your heart. You don't know what that, and also you don't know what that other person been through. What troubles and trials they had to overcome to get where they are today. Success comes with a lot of pain and a lot of setbacks and a lot of failures and a lot of restarts if you have the courage to restart again. In the pain, this brings about the term growing pains. And people used to think about, they used to say growing pains in reference to a child. But we have growing pains throughout our whole life, whether they be physical, mental, emotional, or even spiritual. We have growing pains. Think about the most wonderful things come after a deep pain sometimes. Birth of a child. That is a painful thing. But look at the beautiful thing. A whole person comes from that. A whole life comes from that. Are you really prepared to meet the opportunities that God has for you? Or do you still need to grow? Grow spiritually, mentally, physically. Are you still in a growing phase? See, maybe that other person has moved on because they have met the requirements to meet those opportunities. And you haven't. And I'm going to tell you that you haven't. You know why? Because you focus on somebody else. I like to use analogies. So I'm going to use a couple that I know that you can understand. I'm a businesswoman first. So I'm in business of coaching. I'm selling you coaching products and services. I also co-partner with a friend of mine and now a business associate of mine to sell my facial scrub with her company, Naturally Blessed. And I'm also starting a networking group called Rapid Connect that I'm hoping to grow into a national network. That is my goal. So when I'm doing my business, when I'm running my race, I liken myself to a racehorse. If you ever been to a racehorse track, they put blinders on the horse. The horse can't see the horse to the left of them or to the right of them. They only see what's ahead. And when you focus on what other people are doing, you can't see what's ahead of you. Run your own race. That's the best thing you can ever do for yourself and for your business is to run your own race. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Because what somebody else got, what God got planned for them is for them. And what God got planned for you is for you. And the only person that can block your blessing is you. One, by not being prepared to receive the blessing. And two, by hating on somebody else about what they have. Don't worry about them. Be a swimmer. Think about the Summer Olympics a couple years back when Michael Phelps was swimming. He jumped in that water, boom, and he took off. He kept that head down, that head was just going, going, going. He wasn't looking to the swimmer to the right or to the left. He just kept swimming until he touched that end. And then he turned around and swam back until he touched the other end. And by the time he got there, he didn't lift his head up. But when he did lift his head, he had met the finish line and had won. If you want to win the race in your life, keep your head down and keep swimming. I hope you like this message. Tune in for other shows this week, and you have a blessed and wonderful day. Bye.